Now back to the U.S. and to a collection of voices from around the country, a small sampling of thoughts on the death of Osama bin Laden.
Wow, this is crazy. It's great, you know. I mean, it's good because it shows that this war that we're fighting is actually, we're succeeding. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing, you know. We're accomplishing things. The men and women overseas that have died in the past 10, 11 years defending our freedom, searching for this guy, you know, their deaths haven't gone in vain because of this.
It's a home run for the Obama administration. It's something that it's a long time coming, and I'm happy about it. It's a chance for us to really look back at what happened and realize that we did what we had to do as a country to make it right.
You know, my first reaction was kind of a relief that perhaps now we can wrap things up over there and get more troops home. But at least that whole mission of trying to get him is over.
Well, for me, hopefully it's the conclusion of an era. The last 10 years have been really tough for our country. And I think that this is kind of a marker of the end of that era. Or at least I hope it is a marker of the end of that era. And we can move forward from this point and really work on the things we need to, which are issues at home.
That was Abraham Matthew in Chicago. We also heard from Linda Llewelling in Chicago, Kirk Ellis in Hartford, Connecticut, and Andrew Bell, a Marine in Oceanside, California.
More news coming up on All Things Considered.